This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. According to AP correspondent Sagar Magani, aides say that President Trump has started talking about his own future after leaving office.
Say he's mused about declaring another White House bid in 2024. Some believe he'll at least openly play with the idea to boost his public relevance. In the meantime, the president's largely stopped taking part in the nation's day-to-day governing, watching even more TV than usual and angrily tweeting about electoral fraud without providing evidence.
The counting of votes in several states remains somewhat close, so much so, however, that the Secretary of State in the southern state of Georgia, where projected President-elect Joe Biden holds a fairly handy 14,000 vote lead, has ordered a recount of the voting. In an announcement yesterday, Secretary Brad Raffensperger said this will be a hand count.
Because we now have that verifiable paper ballot, for the first time in 18 years, we're going to have something to count instead of just pressing a button and getting the same answer. So we'll be counting every single piece of paper, every single ballot, every single lawfully cast legal ballot.
Projected President-elect Joe Biden says he's not worried that President Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before inauguration. However, U.S. Senator Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma says if the president-elect is not invited into the briefings, he'll step in himself.
There's nothing wrong with the former vice president getting those. Kamala Harris is on the Intelligence Committee. She has all the clearances that she needs to be able to do that. There is no loss from him getting the briefings and to be able to do that. And if that's not occurring by Friday, I will step in as well and to be able to.
This